Hello everyone, it's Sally Abbott here, and for the first time I am editor of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. I hope I don't let you down. Welcome to the May 2023 edition. This month's cover shows the beautiful Sandringham House viewed from the lily pond through a break in the trees and shrubs of the grounds. The red brick house with pale stone details, gables, bay windows, towers, turrets and tall chimneys is set wonderfully between the lush green of the gardens and the pale blue of a clear sky. Inside, we learn about King Charles III's coronation and his ongoing relationship with our churches, mills and gardens. In addition, we have a feature on the return of the giant grasshoppers to Norfolk and hear about Ben Fogle's new show, which will be coming to Norfolk and Suffolk later this month. Of course, we also have our regular features and contributors, with our readers this month being Kevin Ford, Caroline Aldrey, Robin Quine and Sarah Lusher. So let's get started. And first we hear from Rowan Mantell, acting editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
Welcome to what we hope is a happy and glorious issue of Norfolk magazine. In Coronation Month, we celebrate the crowning of a new king, a county-wide festival of the arts, and the arrival of a lot of new grasshoppers. Here in Norfolk, we like to think of the royal family as part of our county. Generations of royals have adored Sandringham, and we have had a metaphorical ringside seat to the creating of a new king. The people of Norfolk watched him grow from a serious and shy-looking small child, arriving by train for holidays on the royal estate, to a man deeply involved in some of the county's issues and organisations. As a father, he gave his own children a good Norfolk grounding, including plenty of trips to the seaside. As a king, he takes on the 502-year-old title Defender of the Faith. It's a role he has been preparing for in Norfolk for decades as a great supporter of the county's stunning collection of medieval churches. Renowned for his interest in history and architecture, the king has been personally involved in the restoration of some of our most beautiful places of worship and regularly joins local congregations for Sunday services when in Norfolk. As Charles became king, he also became the boss of Sandringham, the royal estate especially loved by his father, grandfather and great-grandfather. King Charles's interest in the countryside, conservation and the environment is likely to be reflected in what happens at Sandringham, from wildlife projects to farming practices. On May the 6th, we will see the ancient coronation service played out in Westminster Abbey for the first time in 70 years. There is a lot of imagery involved, anointing with oils, special chairs and canopies, the splendid orb and sceptre and crown itself, all representing the passing on of rights and responsibilities from one monarch to the next. In our own small way, there is a changing of the guard at Norfolk magazine too. And it is to imagery and shamelessly mixed metaphor I have been turning as I tell people that I am holding the fort, rather than taking the reins, between the reign of King Dominic Castle and the arrival of a new editor. This month I'm acting up. Years ago my husband suggested some kind of management role at work would be good for me, by which he meant good for him, because he imagined my management tendencies might then be fully exercised and exorcised in the workplace. Now I have the reins, between reins, for just a few weeks. Before I get completely tied up and tripped over in reams of words about new realms, I hope we have corralled some Norfolk and national drama and tradition this coronation month.